Good morning and welcome to an Aloha Friday on The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann. An awful lot of people use their cell phones as part of their work operations. We certainly do, don't we?
You betcha. And there could be some real issues with that coming up in the near future. Now, there's also a good chance that if you work, you may be using a smartphone or other device that you provide to keep in touch with your company as well as your private life. Businesses often like the fact that employees are happy to buy their own mobile devices, use it for work, and just be reimbursed by the company for the phone's usage. But while the convenience of handheld portable devices, well, that's undeniable, the bring your own device or BYOD trend is creating tensions between how much access an employer can have to the worker-owned device and how much privacy an employee can expect. Attorney Stephanie Thompson has been following the new changes in the federal rules of civil procedure that may make your device vulnerable to your company. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Good morning, Chris.
As this has been developing, have a lot of people been paying attention to what the implications would be for not just Hawaii, but just in general? Is this on people's radar?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Beth Ann. And in the recent last 2 years, more and more so with Hawaii Supreme Court decisions coming down directly addressing what the government or police forces can do with respect to accessing somebody's phone in a normal stop or a normal arrest. So yes, it's very much on the radar.
So what exactly can they do now?
Well, with the police, actually, and this was the Supreme Court decision, Riley v. California, once they arrest somebody and they have them in custody and they do have their cell phone, they can secure the cell phone to make sure it's not going to be an explosive device or cause any problems, but they cannot open it and they cannot search it. It was the Chief Justice who wrote the opinion and just said, our whole lives now are contained on this phone. Information access to dates, times, records, pictures, and you cannot just open it and search it. A police cannot without a search warrant. Now, that might be different within the workforce, though, and we're finding different cases come up that expose an employer, an employee to searches on their work forms, just as a normal course. It could be just in the normal course of business.
It seems to be that there could be threats from two different areas. One, from an outside source, someone outside to the employee's company that may be trying to get information. There's security issues in there. And then there's that kind of fuzzy area, too, when you have an employee that may be come at odds with its employer. How does that stack up with a phone that the employee or any other device that the employee may be providing and that may be used potentially against that employee?
Well, the way that it's stacking up is basically an employer should have in place, if they're going to allow an employee to use their smartphone, cell phone, then they should have in place a policy that explains exactly what rights they have to that phone. If it's an employer-issued phone, then it can be essentially the employer's phone, and an employee should have no expectation of privacy with the access of that. Employers take huge precautions with respect to they can encrypt their email, segregate the personal from the professional on the phone. With respect to an employee, if I use my own device and it's my own device, you can't expect that everything on that phone is going to be protected and not discoverable by your employer or even somebody suing your company. Very frequently that occurs in employee-employer disputes, in trade secret, intellectual property disputes, where let's say we have an employee, a disgruntled employee who decides they want to take pictures of a book of business or take pictures of trade secrets, and they leave the company, and then very soon after, the employer becomes aware that, hey, something's going on, and the first thing they go get usually is the cell phone. And even though the cell phone may have been, those pictures may have been deleted or transferred or sent, it is easily discoverable with the right technology that those things have been deleted or they exist.
There's also the issue of the intellectual property that may be the employees, something that is developed, a thought or something that just boots through that person's head while he and she may be at work, and they pop it on the phone. Is that also something that might necessarily become then, you know, property or at least discoverable if there's an issue between that employee and the employer?
Well, usually if this is an issue in the business that's being conducted, there is a policy as to, for example, if I work for Pfizer and I create and develop this drug and research, I'm not, you know, that usually becomes the property of Pfizer, or that usually becomes the property of the university for whom I'm working. So there's usually policies in place that would be probably addressed in an employment contract.
But a lot of employees don't have contracts, and they may just have something that's a great thought that may be somewhat related to what they're doing, but not necessarily part and parcel of what they do on a daily basis for their employer.
Exactly. And where that would show up and become the pictures, if I was to download a picture and we were to look at it, what I would see as an IT person is when that image was developed, there's so much that you could tell by how that just got put on your phone, where it came from and everything, that would be telling as to whose thought it was first.
So what I hear you say is that this all really comes back to having a policy in place at the workplace.
Yes, absolutely.
How many employers do you know that really sit down and create this policy? I mean, does that seem to be really the problem now, aren't policies?
There aren't policies. And if you are an employee and you don't know if your employer has a policy, I would go asking for one. In this day and age, when close to 98% of all the information generated is generated in electronic form, that it is just a matter of course that you have to have these policies in place to govern and protect all that electronic information that's flowing within your company and coming into your company and going outside of your company. So employers cannot say, oops, I didn't know. It's something that it's easily done. It's easily dispersed among your employees, and so they're not going to be able to say, oops, I didn't know, I'm sorry, I didn't go get it. In fact, there has been recent case law with respect to certain employers who didn't have these policies in place, and courts have said, shame on you, and they've gone so far as to enter adverse rulings, class action lawsuits, where they essentially gut the entire defense because the employer said, oops, we forgot to gather our employees' cell phones. Yes, those texts were relevant, but oops, they were inadvertently wiped, and we didn't stop it. So it's very serious.
And this behooves both employee and employer, from what you've just said, to have this policy in place and to have it in place pretty soon. Because you also mentioned earlier that the federal rules of civil procedure are tracked by the Hawaii rules of civil procedure, and although they haven't changed yet, they're just a matter of time before that happens.
Exactly. It's just a matter of time. And on December 1st, there was some sweeping changes to the federal rules of civil procedure that became enacted. And these were brought about largely because of the necessities dealing with electronic discovery. And because Hawaii does usually track and look to federal case law for guidance, our cases here are going to look to these laws and rules and the case law to decide how this is going to shake out here in Hawaii and what things and types of rules that we're going to follow here.
Stephanie Thompson, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stephanie Thompson is a senior litigation counsel at Honolulu law firm Starn O'Toole, Marcus & Fisher. She focuses her practice on complex business and real estate litigation, as well as electronic discovery, which we've been discovering today.
Yes, we have.
Much to perhaps our own peril, that we need to go and investigate and find out whether or not a lot of our own companies have one of those policies that cover bringing our own devices. If you want to know more, we've got some more information on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.